Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, how you guys doing out there? Your boy T. Angelo, and welcome to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. As you can see, I'm kind of lit tonight. I'm kind of on one, but I'm just enjoying life, as I say, live it to the fullest, you know, right? So anyhow, what's going on, you guys? We have anything exciting? You have to call in and let me know. 718-664-6543. I always welcome the opportunity to speak with the listeners and folks out there and hear your thoughts and whatnot, you know? So anyhow, just put it together here. Anyhow, you guys, so tonight's show is going to be uber fun. I'm really looking forward to it. We have a great celebrity hub put together for you. Everything from Miss Fergie in a Lego dress that she rocked. It was pretty hot. Also, we want to discuss Notorious B.I.G. Is he back in the news again? Just maybe. Also, we have a few things we want to discuss with LeBron James and how his mother got herself arrested. And then including that, we also have a wonderful guest for this evening, another honoree of the April 30th dance production entitled Baby Day, Celebration of Dance. Choreographer, dancer Elise will be here this evening. Alrighty, you guys, that's what's up, that's what's up. I'm probably going to a break, huh? My bad, I'd be missing it. So, like I said, we're going to have fun and have excitement and things of that nature, so.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She give my hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got above a dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming. Let me love you down this evening.
Love it, love it, yeah, you know you are my demon.
Girl, we can form a team, and I could be the king, you could be the queen, and my mind's dirty and it don't need cleaning.
I love you long time, so you know the meaning.
Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. You got me feeling high, and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We LOL back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess. Someone bought a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder than electro. She got me feeling like this. Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it in my way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
This is better, switch up. Switch up. Switch up. Switch up.
Fly, sunk in your bed, rock, hot, up in your love shot. Now, I buy your cold shot. I'm stuck in your head.
Switch up.
Can't get out, I won't worry. Quit making me feel. Give it to me, me. I want it all, all. Know what I mean? Your love is the dose of ecstasy.
Switch up.
Addicted, I can't get away from you. Afflicted, I need it, I miss it.
Switch up.
I want your love right next to me.
Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I think you should come by.
Love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... She wants my people to call her people.
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie.
Yeah.
It's Ellen. Listen, I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person? Let my people go!
Hey, does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah, well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay, we'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
I'm sorry, you guys. They're cracking me up. Until this day, I had to find out who are my people. Now that people call my people. Anyhow, you guys, welcome back. If you're just now tuning in, I am T. Angelo, and you are listening to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. So, a couple of tea projects, things that are going on in the world of T. Angelo. I will let you know that ELTM is hard at work on bringing you all the hottest events in Los Angeles, the most newest and updated and juiciest news, you definitely want to check out EOTMblog.com. We can definitely stay abreast on what's going on in the world of entertainment. Also, I've been talking about and have been mentioning Baby Day, Celebration of Dance, which is merely just a few weeks away. It's a dance production that honors 15 dancers and choreographers, and lo and behold, Tiangelo happens to be one of the choreographers they're honoring. I'm completely overjoyed and still trying to wrap my mind around the whole situation. But as the planning goes forward and the show slowly comes to birth, I just grow more and more anticipation. So that's going to be April 30th. You guys are more than happy to check it out. We're also looking for volunteers for this event. If you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, you can go to www.nacdworldwide.com where you can volunteer for this event, you know, like concession stand, maybe work backstage or the ticket booth or something. And then also, if you happen to just want to attend the wonderful dance production, you can also go to NACD Worldwide and buy your tickets to the show. I think it's a great show to attend, considering that gas is now like $30 a gallon, it seems. No, just jokes. But the tickets for this is only $7. So, like, you could get a better show than you could get a gallon of gas. Super cool. So, anyhow, definitely check it out, April 30th, Baby Day Celebration of Dance. Now, I'm going to leak something out to you guys. I know once I talked about me doing a project with an artist I was hoping to work with, but it never did come to fruition. So I don't talk about that project anymore. But here's a new project that I am working on. So I'll just leak it out to you so you can just put it in your plans to do because you might want to be involved, okay? Just listen up. Put your ear close to the internet, to the speaker. Here I go. There are talks of me working with a project regarding Jamaica. And not just me in Jamaica, including you in Jamaica. Yes, you. No, you right there. I'm talking to all of you. Yes. And there is also just maybe if we happen to pull the strings right, we may also be giving out a free giveaway. Mm-hmm. You could have the opportunity to win a free trip to Jamaica. And not just to Jamaica. We're talking about a six-day cruise to Jamaica. We will stop in all sorts of little places, little Mexico over here, little Porto and little Varto and, hey, check a tail feather. I know I'm looking to be there. So definitely keep your ear tuned in to Love Dance Tape between them as the details for this event unfold. So you would definitely want to lock in EOTM Radio and to your favorites dial and check out all the media that we release and all the press releases because if everything goes as T has planned, May 20th, 2000. Okay, I was going too far. Sorry, you guys. I was leaking. I was, huh? My bad. Okay. Okay, we'll just wait. I won't give out all the dates and stuff just yet, but all in due time. And then lastly, I want to just say, you guys have really great news. A T project, not really my project because it's someone else doing it, but I just recently found out that I'm going to be a new uncle again. Yay! Yes, my baby sister who recently married her several months back has announced that she is with child. At first, you know, with me, it's always a random emotion. You can't really know how I'm going to feel about the situation. And at first, it didn't seem real. You know, it was just like, oh, you know, she's like pregnant. You know, who wants to be pregnant? It was more like an accessory. You know, like she went out and bought some uncomfortable shoes or something. And then one day I was working and it just hit me. So I had to send her an email like, do you know that you're pregnant? So I had to question, how did I feel about this? Well, I'll tell you. I felt like at first she just had like this uncomfortable situation she was putting herself into. So then I just emailed her how I felt about this uncomfortable situation, asking her, do you like want to feel fat? Like, do you want to have to change diapers and listen to a child cry all day again? I mean, have you really thought about this? You really should put some thought into this and ask yourself, is this really what you want to do? I mean, you just got your body down to a size that you like, and, you know, you got the new hubby, and she already has a beautiful five-year-old nephew of mine who is just to die. If you happen to want to see how awesome he is, you just go into my Facebook page, and you can see more about him. But he's great and awesome as well, you know? And do you want to go and have another one who's, like, going to cry, and do you want to be dependent and all those things? Well, it was pretty funny. So I sent it to her. After I kind of had this realization of me tripping, I then was like, maybe I should just not trip and say congratulations. Well, I probably didn't say those exact words, but she did respond. Her response was pretty hilarious, but I'm trying to find her response really quickly for you because it was an email and I want to read it. But I do know that her response started off with me being retarded. I know, right? Why is that funny? Well, it's just hilarious because she kind of got that I was tripping a little bit. Yeah, here it is right here. She says, laugh out loud. Let me start by saying you are retarded. And it hits her random times, but she doesn't think about it fully yet because it's just the beginning. And in the beginning, she was definitely kind of wowed about the whole situation, but now she doesn't think about it much. She hasn't been, as sick as I was a few weeks ago. And her current son, my nephew, She said she's always been nervous about having another child for the very reason that she loves her first son so much that how could she give love to someone else? But then she says, I don't know. I did come to a realization that the other day that it is okay for you to love another child just as much because they're both mine. And for my baby to be so happy and excited, it makes it even easier. Apparently my nephew has been so excited about the new baby. He's already, like, claiming it to be his sister. And, well, she's claiming it to be his sister, and so he just follows suit. Clearly she wants a girl. So anyhow, I won't go into the rest of the email, but, you know, it was pretty funny. I was there. Yeah, babies, things of that nature. Anyhow, let's be moving right along. Fashion is just a means of expression. You can express yourself in all sorts of ways. And just recently, we saw the wonderful, beautiful, sexy Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie rocking her kid-friendly, spirited at the Nickelodeon's 24th Annual Kids' Choice Awards. She was sporting a funky dress made of multicolored Legos. There was an L.A.-based designer who put a dress together for her that is made of Legos. And if you get a chance, you'll still have to check out my Facebook page, which you can find at Tiangelo, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. And you can see it is super cute. I mean, it's totally her style. It has a little shoulder, and the shoulder pad's really in right now. They even gave her the accessories of matching bracelets. It has a whole corset feel. I mean, I didn't get to see her moving in the thing, so because it's really fringy at the bottom. Like they kind of chopped up some Legos or something. You kind of have to check it out. But she's not the first band member to make a fashion statement out of the retro cool building blocks. Will.i.am also rocked a Lego hat and necklace last year at American Music Awards. But if you guys get a chance, check out Miss Fergie and this little ditty. I thought it was pretty cool, so you could check that out. Now, I mentioned Notorious B.I.G., Notorious Big, B.I.G. himself. The Unsolved Murder Files, released by the FBI. Boom, boom, boom. Well, apparently, the Notorious B.I.G. murder files were released by the FBI on Friday. The FBI records revealed some of the notes about the murder of Notorious B.I.G. and the case and whatnot. You know, the case was closed back in 2005 after federal prosecutors declined to pursue charges in the matter. The Notorious B.I.G., he was shot to death in 1997 here in Los Angeles, unfortunately. And the murder remains unsolved. We're not sure who, you know, killed Biggie, and he's actually still at large. FBI agents in Los Angeles, San Diego, and New York attempted to track down potential suspects and witnesses who might have been able to shine some light on the unsolved murderer, but to no avail. Informants told the FBI that the killing of B.I.G. may have been aided by a corrupt police officer who wanted the singer dead. Treachery. So anyhow, the file it also included this, several mentions of sources who refused to talk to the Los Angeles investigators because there was suspicion of the corruption inside the force. So that's kind of unfortunate that people wouldn't come forward because, you know, if you're thinking somebody's inside with a leak, it also puts, you know, you in a very compromising situation. So as it is, you got to keep an ear out and keep an eye out as they continue to look at the search for Notorious B.I.G.'s, also known as Christopher Wallace, his murderer. So I guess good luck with that. And then in other news, can we believe it? LeBron James' mother got arrested. Peculiar. Media Takeout actually learned that LeBron James' mother, her name being Gloria James, was arrested on Thursday morning in Miami Beach at a hotel. She apparently had a scuffle with one of the valet attendants at the hotel, and is charged with a misdemeanor assault. Well, what did she do? Well, apparently the valet attendant took up way too much time getting her vehicle, so she hit him and popped him upside the head because he took too long. Now, granted, she was under the influence of whatever bubbly she was drinking, so she was intoxicated and smelled of alcohol, but she also was taken to the Miami Beach Police Headquarters where she was being detained. The station also reported that James was arrested. She was arrested but not booked. Instead, she will be released and have to appear in court at a later date. So sad. But also, this is not Mrs. James' first time being in trouble with authorities. In 2006, she was arrested by some police in charge of drunk driving and disorderly conduct. She was sentenced to 3 days in a state driving intervention program. And, alcohol again. Seems like she has some things to work out there now, doesn't she? But, unfortunate situation there. I know LeBron James went out to say this is a sensitive matter, so they would kind of like to, kind of keep it under wraps, but clearly not going to happen. And then also, in the news, Ashley Judd, beautiful Ashley Judd. If you guys get a chance to see her, you should check her out because she is definitely doing, she's looking great. Ashley Judd is recently spilling her guts about her less than idealistic childhood growing up in a famous country music family. Yeah, you would think sometimes when you grow up in one of those beautiful, popular families that things would be all kind of wonderful and great, but not so much. As the 42-year-old actress, she's also famous for doing her role in what was that movie? I just forgot it that quick. I'm gonna come back to it. I know it. Double Jeopardy. What was that movie she did? Her husband killed her. I mean, I love Ashley Judd. You have to see her films. She's always great. She's an actress or whatever. But I'll go on to say that she said her mother, while her mother was transforming herself into the country legend, Naomi Judd, the origin of the myth of the Judds that did not match her reality. They were creating this beautiful lifestyle that Ashley herself wasn't quite living. The star writes that she and her sister have been quoted as saying that their family put the fun in dysfunctional. And she says she wondered who exactly was having all the fun. What was I missing, she said, Winona being her sister. She goes on to say, I love my mother, Judd writes, but at times I dreaded the mayhem and uncertainty that followed us everywhere we went. I often felt like an outsider observing my mom's life as she followed her dreams. Among the bombshells, Naomi, 65, lied to the father, convincing him that Ryona was his daughter. In actuality, he wasn't. Ooh, scandal. So anyhow, I'll just conclude all this with saying, as the parents had to go through a divorce, Ashley had to be there for all that mayhem. She talks about, being sexually abused by a man that everyone in the family knew. She had to go behind that with the abusive, full-blown heroin addict criminal record of her mother. I mean, they've just gone through so much. She says also that I was left alone for hours sometimes, days at a time, and sometimes being handed off to other family members without even warning to other relatives, and she just had to go through this as a child, and that can be very traumatic. And so it's interesting you just hear about what people go through in their youth and in their life, and you just look at a beautiful Ashley Judd on cover of magazines and things or on films, and you just can never tell that, they had all that going on. Such an unfortunate situation. Double Jeopardy. That was the name of the movie. Double Jeopardy. She was a star in Double Jeopardy. A really good film. You get a chance to check it out, amongst other things that she's done. So, yeah. Scandal, lies, deceit, murder. Anyhow, random. Well, let's keep the thing going. Let's keep it doing what we do, and let's move on. So let's get into the next one. Let's get to it.
Wow, where did you come from? I need to see you tonight.
I want to see you tonight too.
Baby, can I call you right back?
I promise, God, if you get me out of this situation, I'll only share my cookies with the man I marry.
Sabrina's love life was hit or miss.
Oh, my God! Sir, are you okay? I am so sorry. Oh. I could have killed you.
Until she hit him.
Sabrina, did you marry me?
Yes.
The ceremony begins at 2 p.m. sharp with dinner and dancing to follow.
The Watsons are upscale.
And Jason and I will be married. Girl.
The Taylors are down home.
Jason is getting married this weekend.
You know by now, she should have come over here to meet me.
This Mother's Day.
Ooh.
This is nice.
What you looking at? It's August in the vineyard. I'm looking for Barack and Michelle.
Oh, God.
Black folks own this now.
To make our white people work.
Ooh.
They've got to learn to be.
Mom, this is Sabrina.
She's raised a wonderful man.
One big happy family.
Well, I wish I could say the same about you and your daughter. Oh, I mean, I wish I had met her earlier.
From TriStar Pictures and TV Jakes.
This is the broom that Mike and I jumped when we got married.
But Jason and I want to start our own traditions.
It's just so
ghetto. I'm gonna say simple.
Mister, right now, the grown man that.
This family thinks they're better than us. I'll break this wedding up if I have to.
Meet the relatives.
Hello, Claudine.
I'm here.
Join the party.
I want a man who's already made it.
You need to stop being such a snob.
Be more open-minded.
Just saying that I should lower my standards?
Yes.
And let the bonding begin.
You need to get off your high horse, because, baby, you black.
J.B.S. and so it's sex family just your mom.
So they're not trying to voulez vous coucher avec my husband.
She said she's going to hit you in the head with a computer. I heard that.
If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be the man you want to marry.
If it wasn't for your mother, I wouldn't be questioning if you're the man I want to marry.
It's bigger than that.
It takes a little truth.
You need to go get Sabrina and squash all this.
Shut up. Look at your shirt.
A touch of faith.
Every family has its secrets.
And a lot of love.
I promise you that I will always be here for you. But you have got to change.
To make the big jump.
Life is like a disco. No matter how the music changes, you just keep on dancing.
Jumping the Broom.
It is like the bold, the black, and the beautiful. Here.
Directed by Salim Akil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? This is the boy, T'Angelo. And you are tuned in to Love, Dance, and the Hate in Between Them. So, let's talk about the movie theaters. I love going to the movies. I love watching movies, and I don't always get to keep up with the hottest new trends, but I have recently got a chance to see what's out, and one of the films being, I forgot the name of the title. Shoot. Thinking. I forgot. OMG, I can't believe this. Okay. What's the name of that movie? When they had the pill. Limitless. There we go. Thank you. Limitless. So, you guys, I just checked out Limitless. You so have to get a chance to see that film because it was super cool. I'm going to go into major details here in a minute. It was a great film. So, anyhow, I'm being told, actually, I have a caller. So, I'm going to have to go ahead and bring the caller to the line, and it is my mother. Oh, here she comes now. She's coming on the red carpet. Come on, wave to the people. They so love you.
Oh,
so love you. Oh, stop. Oh, you shouldn't have. Well, good evening, Ma.
Good evening, baby. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'll second that emotion.
So
tell Carla
cool.
B. hello.
Oh, Carla, Ma says hello. She's waving. She says hello back. So what's going on with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm actually enjoying your baby brother.
Oh,
he's out on vacation,
out.
So he's visiting.
Oh, how lovely. And, I mean, I guess that's nice and all. I mean, it's not me or anything, but I guess it's, you know, the next best thing.
Well, when you take your vacation, you can definitely come and visit. You know that.
Oh, you're too kind. So, let's see, what's going on with you? Anything exciting going on? I'm probably telling you something. I want to get your advice on something. Did I text you recently? Oh, I was going to tell you. I talked to Stephanie.
Okay. How's she doing?
And she's great. She's, like, beating off on her kids and stuff. It's awesome. She posted on Facebook that I'm starting to laugh. She posted on Facebook that God is so good. He always gives me just what I need, even before I need it, even
Absolutely.
Before I know I need it. She said only he could have known that I needed a kid who was hard-headed and liked to talk back because only he knew that I was going to need to get my front yard raked and all the gardening done. And I thank God for him. him back so I can beat his behind and send him to do that yard work. Now, the Lord knew that I needed his back-talking siblings to do the backyard and make sure the floor stayed mopped and clean. Thank you, Jesus, for some children like this.
Wow. I ain't mad at her.
Loosely translated, but I announced that when I read it on Facebook a couple of weeks back. But anywho, I just had to call and let you know that you still get, like, all the accolades. So to the EOTM and to Love Dance and Hate Between Them, you haven't had a chance to meet my mother formally just yet. I was going to have to put you on the show or something and interview you. But I always get such accolades. I get to, like, have bragging rights with you, and it's so super cool. And someone's just telling me how awesome of a person that you are. Yeah, because that's what
your brother's standing here. He says, hello.
Oh, is he? Well, hi.
What up?
How you doing, kid?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing? How's the show going?
I do what I do. You know, I'm sad. You know, Max, relax over here. Have a little bubbly. I keep calling it bubbly, yet it's tea. It's not. Well, if I shake it up, it'll have a bubble in it. But I'm drinking. I'm trying to make sure I can hold your drink.
You can open up a tab now, huh?
I'm trying to. It's only a 99 cent little something right here because, you know, gas is $55, so I can't really do it like I usually do. I got a budget. I'm on the move. I'm on the move. Until I sit still. I don't have a little swig now that you mentioned it. I'm going to
So you're a shaker and a mover, baby?
I am. Oh, I am. That was good right there. Y'all should have some of that. So, anywho. G, what are you doing in town with Mother? What's going on with you?
Well, my vacation kind of got cut down because of some technical issues, but I've been hanging out with Mom and working in the studio, so it's kind of half a vacation, I suppose.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that.
Gotta keep the production going. Gotta keep the production going.
Super awesome.
He made me a CD. It's some nice cut.
Did he now?
Yes. Like, I guess out of 17, I like 16.
That's rare. He must not be cursing any of it.
Ha, 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 ha.
You do that, son?
All day.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I was talking to a friend, Danny, the other day. He actually caught the show and was telling me, like, all good news about it. It's spreading and getting real big.
Oh, wow, that's what's up. Yeah, that's
like an outside source.
Well, you guys have to keep an ear tuned in because also, and to all the Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them listeners, you guys got to keep an ear out because I just spoke with some wonderful artists and we have some great things lined up as Baby Day is coming up, you know, so it's kind of on the down end of it. I've been having all the Baby Day honorees on the show, and once I finish up with that, I have some really great artists coming on, a gentleman by the name of G-Webb, who is going to be great, and his whole slew of friends and things. I mean, it's going to be great. You got to keep up. And have you guys been listening to the show, or are you just now tuning in?
Just now tuning in.
Okay, well, then you guys missed it, but I didn't give out too much information, but I will let you guys know that you want to let all your peoples know, and this is real talk. Are y'all listening? And y'all got your ears to the phone?
Yes, sir.
I am working on this project that includes Jamaica.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, snap.
Now listen, it's not just me in Jamaica, but if everything goes as I have planned, we might be giving away a free trip to Jamaica here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them.
Family members can win, right?
No.
No.
No. Yeah, let him answer. I want to know.
I
want to know if I can win.
What's your best idea?
Because honestly, I will disown you for a free trip to Jamaica. I'm just saying.
Well, listen, I will tell you this much, though. What you will want to do is have all your friends get involved to check out, to get on the email list, which is tangelo@eotmradio.com, and hit the Facebook page up so they can hear about it and learn about it. Make sure you let everybody know, because when the opportunity does come and the releases go out, they'll be informed, and then you can make your friend win so they can take you with them.
There you go. There you go.
So that's the loophole. Okay.
Well, yeah. Now, granted, when you go with them, it won't be free for you because only they win, but you can tell them to split the ticket with you. And from what I hear, this is just hearsay because I can't give out too many details just yet, but I know that I can't say it. Dang it. I got a red flag up. It was watching me, and they just told me to calm it down. So, sorry, you guys. I got to pull back a little bit.
Now, that's cold.
I know. I be trying to go to bed. They be putting red flags on. I'm like, ah, dang it. So I always get out when it's coming.
It's a flag on the play.
Well,
I gotta watch
that whole 3 second just blank you out type thing.
Yeah, no, they just snapped.
Hold on, we gotta pull that back.
Right. I was walking, I was like, you know, I'm pacing around here because I'm so excited. And I look back, and you just see arms waving, like, shut up.
Now, you about to mess up a lot of good. Yeah.
You've been to get some serious penalty.
But so, I mean, for all the listeners as well as yourselves, definitely tell your peoples, TAngelo@EOTMRadio. To sign up, send their message and say, hey, what's up? I'm interested in hearing more about Jamaica, and I'll just shoot them back. We'll put them in the database, and they'll definitely be on the list so when the press release goes out. And definitely keep in tune with all that, and then just as well as all the other media things that's going on. So anyhow, one other thing I want to tell you, so I have been talking about this with you. I have a super surprise for you, Ma, and I know I've told you this before, and I'm so angry that I can't give it to you yet, but when I get a chance to put out the NAACP Image Awards gala, pre-show gala, are you listening?
Yeah.
I can tell you're in great suspense right now. But when the video goes up.
Because I'm listening hardcore. I'm listening.
Yes. When the video goes up, you so have to stop whatever you're doing when I call you and or hit the email release and check out the video. And when you get it, you're going to have to just fall in love because I didn't get with The Rock or any of your other husband-like men. But
oh, you got jokes, baby boy. You got jokes.
Later tonight.
I know, right? And I couldn't get Michael Jamil's wife's number for you because Carla had him snatched up.
Shut up.
Girl, you would have thought they were together. She had matching outfits with him. They was all hugging. She was all scooted in, had her bosom all against his chest when he took a picture. And she a good little bitty height. So she like ornament material. So she fit right on his arm, too. Coffee
oh.
All like. She done switched out 50 Cent for Michael J. White. It was
oh,
so
wow.
Hilarious.
How
had,
cute.
It,
yeah,
it,
I remember him. I've been with him since the comic book series days.
Bond. I actually told him that you named Zian after the character in the movie.
I sure did. My first granddaughter. I thought that was the most beautiful name with his face kind of like in the picture. You know, he wasn't a picture of the face, you know, or anything. He wasn't a name. But because of him, I named my granddaughter after that character. Yep. Yeah.
I didn't tell him the name. I just said, I kind of hinted to it, and he remembered the name all by his own self. Pretty hilarious. So, anywho, real quick, Mother, before you go, before I let you go, I just need to get a word from you. You know, you're always so inspirational, and you always have such insight. And I'm going to just tell you what I was going through just earlier this week. And listeners, this is kind of new for you guys as well. I had this moment of doubt where I was questioning if I should continue on this road of media. And I just kind of mentioned that it was getting kind of hard. Like, I was really sitting here like, wow, is this – am I doing it? You know, like, is this even worth it? Am I wasting my time? Because I go to school, and there's people who are like, well, school's where you need to be. You need to focus all your attention on school. And between being torn between school and media, a lot, you know, a lot of energy I have to put into all this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you've been there for all of this. I mean, and not the mommy answer, but the real answer, you know? Like, you're finishing your master's right now, and Missy has her bachelor's. I mean, am I going to be the loser older brother without the degree? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, please, give it a break. No. First of all, you have to remember, things are done in God's timing, not before, point blank, period. But remember, I believe I shared with you, and I'm not sure, the quote by Carl Jung where he says, your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakes. You did both. You looked outside and you dreamed. And so you said, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to here. But you didn't stop there. You then went inside and you saw what you needed to do to make those dreams come alive. You awakened the desires, you awakened the thoughts and the plans, and you started managing what it was you needed to do. And so, as old school would say, you planned your work, and now you're working your plan. So you're doing it. You just don't realize you're doing it because you've
been doing it for a while now, and you're on a roll, and you've been highly blessed and highly favored. Are you kidding me? Yes, you stay on the road that you're traveling until God says, okay, make a left and make a right, because there will be some divine interventions. There will be some divine interruptions, but always know they're divinely ordered.
Hmm.
Yeah. Go with that.
I shall, Mother. I shall.
And a hush comes over the room.
You have to digest when you talk. And it's even funny because I knew when you were there because your tone changes immediately.
You're kidding.
No, it's just like when you read cards at the grocery store. We won't get into that right now.
Oh.
Well, and then another thing as I really let you go, Success One Day at a Time by John C. Maxwell. Do you recall that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You gave it to me for my 2004 birthday, a book. And I started reading it on my... I know, right? And I read it on my show, by the way.
Oh, cool.
I do, and I'll quote John C. Maxwell as I say, "You will never change your life until you change something that you do daily. The secret
mm-hmm.
of your success is found in your daily routine."
Mm-hmm.
So looking inside, looking outside, forward movement. I love you, Ma.
I love you more, baby. Bye, everyone. Talk to you people soon. Be breezy.
Say that. Not that she's trying to be youthful. Did she say be breezy? That's my mom for you. She's awesome. Well, that's what I get blessed with, you guys. Yeah, and just to let you guys know, it was, just, I mentioned it was a crazy week, and it was a difficult week at one point. I just, it's funny when you guys, when people are on, you know, a path and you're trying to go forward and you're trying to do things, it's not always red carpets and celebrities and parties and dances and eight counts and costumes and makeup. Sometimes, like when I'm not on stage, when I'm not in front of the camera, when, you know, Carl and I are working the red carpet, that's only like maybe 3 to 4 hours out of a day, and there's so much more that goes into it. And just let all the entrepreneurs out there know, and to all the dreamers and goal setters, just taking from what my mom just said, is looking in and, excuse me, setting the goals. When you look out, you see the dream. And I'm so happy because I truly did. I sat there and I questioned. I even talked to someone about, should I continue this? And I'm sure when my mother got, when me and talk again, she's going to let me have it even more. She's being nice to me on the phone, but she'll let me have it later. But you guys, just remember that what you're doing is divine order. And if it's your passion, what you love to do, it's not going to be easy. It's not always a up. It's not always a downhill stroll. It's sometimes a very much uphill battle with rocks and all sorts of things. It's difficult and it's hard. And at times, it's even, as most of us will find, financially challenging. So figure it out, find your inspiration, and again, I'm in a reference to what Sanaa Lathan said when I spoke with her, which is just surround yourself with positive people. And I would truly say that is probably the number one blessing that I have been blessed with, is to have beautiful, positive people around me. If you have someone who just sucks up all your energy, is very inactive, you probably need to kind of back away from that person and get them out of your space. Just food for thought. Yeah. So, anywho, on that note, we are going to take a brief moment here and hype it back up a little bit and, you know, get crack with it. I mean, get crunk with it, get loose with it. What you say? Get Bruce hit it. Anyway, you guys, we're going to take a minute real quick, all right? And next we return, we'll talk a little bit about Oprah's last show coming up. Yes, Oprah's on her last episode of her show. Can you believe it? Can you think it was ever going to happen? And then we also will have the wonderful, beautiful, danceristic Elise here from Baby Day. I'm super excited. So stick around. We'll be back with Elise after this.
Back to life, hands up, the sun.
Guys, so I'm talking about Miss Oprah. You know, her show is coming to a close. Like, is someone dialing on the radio? I don't understand. What's the problem here? No, I'm joking. Okay, so there's a couple of things, actually, I was going to mention. Yes, Oprah. Okay, so let's see. So Oprah is, you know, coming to a close, you know, after, you know, taking over the airwaves and working it out for years and years and years. It's finally coming to a close. I mean, she has been closing the show, you know, since I can recall. I mean, it's been so long, but world exclusive. Do you want to know who will be on the last Oprah show? We got the secret itinerary. Can you? OMG. Okay. Okay. Hold on a second here. Let me see what this is about here. Okay. So we have this. We have the secret itinerary of her final season finale, show finale, the end. It's over. This is all she's going to write. This is all she wrote. Because now she has her own, anyway, her station. I mean, she has the Oprah Winfrey Network going now. So she didn't really need to, you know, kind of focus on her own show. She's going to push it to her own station, which is great. And I happen to see a lot of her reality show that she has. And it's super cool where you kind of follow the life and the day of Oprah. And it was a great show. I thought it was really good seeing the inside, you know, inside what was going on with her. So, anyhow, let's see. Let's get on what's going on with her. One second here. Okay, so, Miss Oprah. Up until now, no one has known who was going to be the last show of Oprah. Well, information is out, you guys. It will be a two-hour-long show, which will be hosted by none other than her friend, Tom Hanks and longtime buddy Will Smith. So that already sounds exciting. Tom Hanks and Will Smith. I mean, they're both great guys, really funny, high energy. It should be great. Also planned to stop by will be none other than Beyonce, Jay-Z, Rihanna, and a bunch of other folks who are going to be out there wrapping it up for Oprah. Of course, we're going to miss the big O, but it sounds like the final show is going to be a blast. So you can definitely check out my Facebook page for more details on that. But, you know, we'll have to kind of see what it's going to be. But we're going to watch. So, anywho, that'll be that. What else we have going on? So, sorry. I'm having a moment, aren't I? Now, the movies, Earlier I had mentioned Limitless, once I finally got the title out of my mouth. Limitless, a film that I recently got the opportunity to see. Matter of fact, I went with my bro. It was great. It was exciting. To those who like to see a good kind of suspenseful, a little bit unpredictable film, this is it. Limitless was definitely a film to be seen. I had happened to be around a couple of coworkers, and they were just like, they were just telling me how it was a great film. And because I don't watch television, of course, I knew nothing about it. And so I just went in, you know, off their word, and they said it was a good film. So I said, okay, hey, bro, want to go check it out? He said, cool. I said, all right. We said, good. I said, let's go. He said, I'm out. Not for real. And and so we went out and checked out the film, and it was definitely great. So if you have, if you happen not to have known, this film is about a gentleman who gets introduced to some type of new drug that's coming out. And you typically, scientifically, it's known that we humans only use about 20% of our brain. Well, this drug allows you to use 100% of your brain. And so you're just moving at the rate and thinking at the rate and recalling at a rate that is just unparalleled, can't be really, you know, kept up with. I can't recall the name of the drug at this exact moment. It was some acronym that you don't really have to keep up with. But it's starring, who's in this? The cast, hold on, let's see. Bradley Cooper, yes. The cast of the film is Bradley Cooper. He did a great and awesome job. And I will have to also follow up by saying Robert De Niro. Oh, my goodness. Again, I didn't know who was going to be in this film. And so it was super cool to see him in the film because I love Robert De Niro. I think he always brings such a great swag to his characters, you know. And he played like one of the top gentlemen on Wall Street. And so he was, you know, about his money, about his company, and he was great. Bradley Cooper, I'm going to go back to him for a second. Awesome. He did a great job. He starts off in this scruffy, almost homely or homeless-looking character, you know, scraggly hair, unshaved and whatever. But then by the end, he pulls it together. He's running for, like, mayor or something of New York. So he goes through quite a change. And there was Abby Cornish, who was great, Anna Farrell. I think I pronounced her name. Again, it's a great cast. And for those who haven't seen the film and you're wondering what it should be about, here's a little quick synopsis. So you have Bradley Cooper's character here, who he plays Eddie Mora. And Eddie Mora is a book writer, and he's supposed to be writing this book, but he's so cracked out, not really on crack or anything, but he's just kind of like stupid out or whatever, that he couldn't finish the project. He runs into a homie who happens to introduce him to this little pill. He takes the pill, and the pill hits like in 30 seconds. So in 30 seconds, you're like, whoa, and you're just getting it. Right, and so he's able to write half of the transcripts for his book that night. He turns it in to his publicist. They're like, wow, get this done? Great, or whatever. He finishes the whole book like in 3 days. And for anybody who writes, you know, finishing a book can take quite some time. And he got it done like in 3 days with these pills, okay? He goes into recalling memories he couldn't think of in a long time. He's on top of his game. Well, the dude who gave him the drug ends up getting killed. He snatches the stash, and he's living it up. He ends up getting into Wall Street because he can memorize stuff at the drop of a dime. So he ends up turning, like, $5,000 into $75,000 in 2 days, turning that into, like, $250,000 in 5 days, turns that into $2 million, like, in the course of 2 weeks. So he's definitely getting people's eyes are looking at him. Well, the conflict comes in where people – well, A, the drug, after a while, you become addicted to it where you can't function without it, and then you die. it slowly starts to kill you because you stop taking it because eventually you run out of it because the drug is not on the market yet and it's not really being made. He had a stash, of course, run out. The guy who made the stash got killed in the beginning of the film. So he ends up dying off of it in one scene. He has to go to his girlfriend, and she's like, what's wrong with you? He had to tell her the truth. She goes, and his girlfriend is played by Abby Cornish. So she goes to get the drugs, which he stashed at her house so no one else would find it. And while she was there, she gets followed. Some dude is chasing her. Now, the cool part is she doesn't give you classic white blonde girl in the film running the hills, trips and falls, which I was so happy. She takes for it. I got to see it. She goes, doosh, 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 doosh. And she running whatever. She jumps out the cab. She slides down some rocks in her boots. I mean, she is going for her life. I loved it. And then she calls the boyfriend. She's crying. She's scared like some man is following me. He tells her, take the pill and you'll be okay. Of course, she won't take no drug pill, but take the pill, you'll be all right. She takes the pill. She handles dude. Y'all got to see it. She handles him, gets away, and she's safe. And then after that, it's just another series of events of him trying to get himself out of a bad situation because he gets some drug lords in there. He starts to fall off because he don't take the drugs anymore, so he couldn't deliver with Wall Street. It's just a game after a game. You know, Robert De Niro kind of come to him like, hey, you need to pull it together. At the end of the film, Robert De Niro's like, listen, dog, you on top of the world right now. He ended up being on top of the world. He said, but it's going to come to a close because I shut down your factory that makes those pills for you. He was like, oh, did you really? This is Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper talking. And Bradley Cooper's just like, you can't shut down my stuff because you don't even know what all I got going on. In the end, it became like a battle, like a cockfight, trying to figure out who's bigger than who's, who's going to run the city, who's going to run the town. It's all quite an interesting bit. I cut out a lot of it as not to give it too much away, but you definitely want to check it out because it was a real cool flick. It was a real cool flick. And then also, I'm going to let you know, Hall Pass, another grateful, cool, I mean, film. Hall Pass is great. Good comedy, good situations. If you're looking for something else to go check out, Hall Pass all day. I'm not sure what the reviews were on it, but it doesn't matter because I'm giving you mine. Check it out. I, again, didn't know what to expect. I go into film just, you know, seeing what's up. And the idea of a married man who's been married for some time with a family getting a chance for 7 days to do whatever he wants is hilarious. And I'll just tell you real quick. The first night they're out is two dudes who get the hall pass, like four other dudes who's like still married and want to vicariously live the situation through them. They all go out. They're chilling like, oh, damn, we here. We're going to do this. So do y'all want to, is this a good place to meet girls? Like, should we meet girls here? And dude was like, yeah, everybody knows that Applebee's is a place to meet chicks. He's like, you sure it's Applebee's? Maybe we should go to Chili's. Oh, maybe you're right. Chili's is probably better off. It's hilarious how they're thinking that these family, you know, kind of feel restaurants are where you go to meet chicks. All right. So one dude's like, you know what? No, I know the spot to go meet babes, but it don't start cracking until like 9. So we're going to just, you know, have to chill out a little bit until 9. So they decide to have a bite to eat at Applebee's. Scene clips. Damn, sleepy. You look at the table, they ate up all the food, and now these. All the food has been eaten up, ribs and stuff, and now these dudes are laid out, ready to fall asleep. And he's like, are you serious? Dog, it's only 9:15, we got to go out. Nah, I'm tired. No, let's reconvene maybe. You know, it was hilarious. After the first night they had a chance to go out, they couldn't even go out because they were too tired. That was kind of itself. And then it is a series of things thereafter and ongoing stuff. So definitely check out Hall Pass if you guys get a chance. And that's kind of all I got so far. So you guys definitely check it out. But I'm sorry. We're going to get with our girl Elise because she's going to be here. And we're going to talk with her and see how she got into the world of dance and how dance does with her. And, you know, when we get back right now, we'll just kind of get into Miss Elise and take it from there. All right, you guys, so definitely stick around with your boy T. Angelo here on Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. We'll be back after this.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire, bad decision. That's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood. Miss, know it's so good. It's
get my hair, change ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Boy T'Angelo, and we are in to love, dance, and hate between them. So this is the moment where I get to speak to the beautiful Elise Friedman. Well, I'll let you know a little bit about this young lady. She was born and raised in Oakland, California, where Miss Elise Friedman began her dance career. She was a mere 15 when she started under direction and supervision of Dimensions Dance Theater in downtown Oakland. While there, she studied West African, hip-hop, and all sorts of things for two years until she graduated from high school. Soon after, she moved here to sunny SoCal, where she started going to college at the age of 17, while furthering her education and pursuing a degree in kinesiology with an emphasis in physical therapy at the California State University, Dominguez Hills. Friedman also sought to further her experience, knowledge, and technique in the world of dance by taking jazz, tap, ballet, you know, all the wonderful classes that make us better at our craft. So, anywho, Miss Friedman later on goes into working with the Gospel Stage Presentation for His Glory in 2010, which was such a great experience, I'm sure, where she taught dance technique classes, and she also worked at the local gym shortly thereafter. As a dancer, she is mostly known for her isolations, her tutting and fluid hand movements, and choreographed pieces for local school productions, dance group, praise dance ministries. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So anyhow, she also went on to choreograph pieces inside the NACD Baby Dance Celebration of Dance, which you guys keep hearing me talk so much about, a charitable event that gives back to a dance benefit. Anyhow, we'll conclude with letting you know that currently she is a choreographer for a mime ministry at her church, Greater Zion Church Family in Compton, California, and is seeking to obtain her massage therapy certification and, listen to this, doctorate in physical therapy, which would be an extension to her baccalaureate degree in physical therapy. So she has to go to 2015 to get all this taken care of. Sounds like forever, right? It's just a mere moment in time, though, when you look at all the great things that one gets to achieve. So without further ado, I welcome Elise to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them. Oh, you guys, that's too much. Elise, they love you. They love you. Oh, stop it, please. Oh, no, take her picture, not mine. Well, good evening, doll. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's what's up.
I know, right? There's way too much energy at this time of night, right?
Just a little bit, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah. So, I always ask the choreographers and dancers this. So, what were you doing right before you got on the show?
I actually just left dance rehearsal.
I love it. And what are you working towards?
I'm working towards, actually, it's a big piece that we're doing at my church, actually. We are actually going to be dancing at Knoxbury Farm this year. So we've been brainstorming on some stuff that we're going to do. So we just pretty much reviewed some old choreography today and started brainstorming for some future stuff. So it was pretty cool, pretty chill, not so intense today.
Well, that's what's up. Well, wonderful. We look forward to hearing more about that as time permits. Knoxbury Farm, everyone, here. And when is that Knoxbury Farm event? You know?
May 21st. It will be for their Gospel Fest, actually.
That's pretty huge, I heard.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm excited.
Wonderful. So let's see here. Well, congratulations on your honoree, being an honoree of Baby Day, celebration of dance.
Oh.
That's my version of the crowd. You're welcome. So how did so first of all, where were you when you found out about this award or this nomination of this, oh my gosh, being honored. Where were you when you found out about this?
I was actually at home when I got the phone call. So it was pretty early in the morning. I was still at home getting ready for school, I think, when I got the phone call. So it was kind of cool. Start my day off right, I guess you could say.
I know, right? And Doug, did you kind of see this coming? Because you've worked with Baby Day before, so did you kind of foresee this coming?
Not at all. Definitely not.
And then if you had to describe how you felt, and what would you say?
I guess you could say, like, honored and humbled. I worked with, like you said, Baby Day for a cool minute. So usually I'm on the reverse side of, you know, honoring people or looking for scholarship applicants in dance teams and so forth. And, you know, I'm very active on the committee. But this year I actually get to take a little chill pill, which is, you know, definitely cool and appreciated. So, yeah, it was really humbling and honoring that, you know, somebody would even see qualities of such in me, to be honest.
That's awesome. So now I'm going to take a step back and get into your beginning years. How did you even become interested in the world of dance?
It's crazy. I don't even know. I actually used to suck at dancing. Like, I'm not even lying. I used to be that person to hold the wall up, that wall that needs no assistance to stand up on its own. I would help it anyway. But I think a friend of mine, I went to one of her dance rehearsals, and it kind of just intrigued me. And then the next day, she told me, you know, to come back with her. And the dance teacher was like, why are you sitting down? Stand up, you know, you're here, you might as well dance. So, of course, you know, I got up, stuck, or whatnot, but for whatever reason, a part of me wanted to keep coming back. And so slowly but surely, I kind of just started to gain a liking and then a love and then, you know, a passion for it.
Now, I will say, meeting you as I have, you're such a chill energy. I mean, you kind of give me the TLC kind of feel of the T-Boz character, you know, not too much. Just enough. I'm the cool chick, you know. I'm just going to chill out. Maybe, matter of fact, the early years of Aaliyah even, you know, just I'm a cute, chill girl. No, I can kick it with you, but I'm going to be over here in the cut. So
right.
And I thought it was so cute. So I haven't yet to see you dance, but I'm kind of, I don't even know what to expect. I'm like, really? Like, you give high energy? You got me fooled.
I think that's probably the only time my energy steps up a level. You're right. I am usually I'm pretty chill, pretty laid back. When I go out, I don't even really dance like that. But I don't know, it's something about performing. It's like a whole nother high, I guess you could say. But I love
Do your friends like when you go out with them, do they get mad that you don't dance?
Not so much. Well, some of them always want me to showboat. You know what I mean? And mess around and stuff. But yeah, I am that one who'll play that role. Like, it looks like I could dance, but I will play that role. Like, nah, I'm good. I'll just keep to my little two-step until my song come on, I guess you could say. And then, you know, the cat's out the bag once my song come on.
Right. Then you gotta let it go.
Right. Can't contain it.
So now you have a degree in physical therapy. What do you want to do with dance? Do you want to continue with that or direction, massaging? Where are we going with all this?
I actually want to combine it. If I could become, like, the overall person for, like, a professional dance company, that would be great. Because I do want to get my massage therapy certification. And in addition to my physical therapy degree, I feel like I could put the two and two in hand and just travel with a professional dance company, be their person to do rehabilitation, you know, all types of treatment as far as fitness, conditioning, proper mechanics, stretching, biomechanics, and so forth. So just taking care of dancers overall, just because we have so much wear and tear on our bodies, you know.
Right. Okay, that's what's up. And then... So you want to travel with a dance company. Do you want your own company in any of that?
You know, I never considered that. That would be great, actually, because I always considered having my own dance studio. But I never thought of it in the extent of, you know, actually having my own company and allowing them to perform and travel and stuff. I always considered it to be stationary. But I actually kind of dig your idea. Something to think about.
Right, right. So you moved down here. You originally moved from Oakland to Los Angeles area solely to go to school, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so say now you have lived the L.A. life. You've kind of gotten a look and feel for the scene of it. For a person looking to move to L.A. and get into the world of dance, what would you advise them? And how would you advise them?
The number one thing I would tell them is not to allow L.A. to shape them and not to conform to the lifestyle of L.A. I feel like it's very easy to get drawn in into this lifestyle and, you know, the way people do things, quote-unquote, out here.
Right.
So I definitely tell them for sure, you know, stay true to themselves, stay true to their style, stay true to, you know, just who they are, for one. But then as far as getting out there and making themselves known, once they find out about dance events, just, you know, show up, even if they don't dance at them. There's been plenty of events I went to. Nobody there knew I was a dancer, but, you know, you just kind of get to study people, you know, see how people intermingle and act, and use every opportunity as a networking opportunity, whether you're at a dance class, a club, you know, anything.
Yeah, and I like that you mentioned they don't let Los Angeles conform you, and that is so true, especially for young dancers. When I first moved out here, like 22, I was so impressionable from Reno Valley, which was a completely different culture of life. And I had to actually, I was at a club event, and it was drinking and snorting and smoking and stripping and probing, and I was like, oh, my. And I just learned how easy it was to obtain this, you know, the lifestyle of rock and roll, if you will. The rock and roll lifestyle was like $20 away.
Yeah.
I had to call my mother and I said, Ma, thank you so much for my relationship with God, because I have standards and I have values and things I won't do.
Right.
And I still didn't smoke and none of that stuff. Not none of it. Hold on, I did some of it, though. I did a little bit of some of it. I don't want to lie.
No, it's all good. I'm sure we all dabble, you know, from time to time. But I definitely agree with you. So it's definitely good that, you know, your relationship with God, because I feel like that's the same thing I kind of, you know, fall back on. Well, used to fall back on and still do fall on, because it is very, very easy to get drawn in and to kind of, you know, lose a sense of self.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's, like you said, it's just so tangible. It's all right there in hand's reach.
Right.
So now, speaking of what you fall back on, what you rely on, what about role models and people in your life? Who would you say has been that for you?
Role models overall, or more so like in the dance world?
I will say role models as well as inspirations in the dance world. I would say both.
To be honest, I would definitely say, to be real honest, I would say Jesus. Just to be straight up, as far as people in the flesh, I don't really try to follow them so much, because we all fall, you know. And I feel like, you know, just through the life of Jesus Christ, he's done things from a pure heart, a sincere heart. And I feel like dancers, oftentimes we have to express ourselves and, you know, wear our hearts on our sleeves. And, you know, through the gift of dance, I feel like you could do so many things, such as, you know, helping people, healing people, you know, healing them as far as their mind, and giving them inspiration and giving them hope, you know. And just as far as the message and, you know, what Jesus stood for, I feel like, you know, I kind of feel the same way as far as dance. There's so much you could tell with this, you know, single body of ours, you know. But as far as in the flesh, there's not really too many people I kind of look after overall or in the whole, in the dance world, I guess you could say, just to be honest.
You kind of just do your thing and let it fall where it may. Okay.
Right.
That's a different answer. That's not a red carpet answer at all. So that's awesome. was gonna say. So with that, so you've been dancing for quite some time, and you do you perform more than you teach, or how does that work for you?
It's kind of even. Well, right now it's about even. I would definitely say differently. Maybe 2-3 months ago, I was doing a lot more teaching than I was performing. I kind of had like a dead period of performances. I was still dancing, still going to dance sessions here and there, and I was still teaching, but I was kind of stagnated as far as like performance level. Or performance opportunities, I guess you could say. But now I think I've been able to balance it out a little bit more, which is cool.
And now, speaking of balance, how do you balance school, dance, and personal life? I mean, you don't have any children, but I'm sure you're some socializing that you might want to get done and all that.
And yeah, how definitely.
How do you squeeze all those trips?
I'm really not sure how I balance it. It just kind of happens. In a way,
any part of your life, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, in a low-key way, I feel like dance is my social life.
Okay.
Just because, you know, when I'm around people, like, I don't kick it just solely around dancers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I find my joy. So if I'm around a friend who's a dancer, best believe it's not about to be two dancers in a room that's not dancing.
Right.
So, yeah, but outside of that, when I'm with my friends who aren't dancers, I really actually have to really set out a time to, you know, kick it with them. Because I feel like I neglect them in a way, and I think they may also feel the same way sometimes. They always think I'm super busy, which is true, but, you know, you definitely still got to make time for the people you love and care about. So it's I wouldn't say it's a struggle, but it is something I always have to be conscious of.
Right, yeah, as dancers, we just keep going and going and going. You have to look up and say, that's right, you did call me, didn't you?
Right.
And my mama said to me, honey, did you remember that you were supposed to call that girl? I did remember, but then I forgot.
Right.
I remembered first, but then I forgot. I remembered again, then I forgot again.
Right. And then dance rehearsal started, so, you know, my bad.
And I tried to call you, but then the class started, and I never called back. Yeah. charge it to my mind, not my heart.
Right.
So what now? Do you follow pop culture dance styles? Like whole, you know, Chris Brown's, Rihanna. Well, she doesn't dance, but Usher and Gaga. You follow all them?
Not so much.
Mm-hmm. I didn't perceive you saying that you did.
Yeah, like I'm not a fanatic. I mean, if they're on, they're on. I'm not really, well, to be honest, I'm not really a big TV lover.
Okay.
So, you know, you kind of got to, you know, be up with that stuff. So if they're on, I'll definitely watch them and, you know, kind of see how they move.
Mm-hmm.
But I really try not to resemble them, I guess you could say. They have their own, you know, unique industry style. And I think, not that they limit themselves, but they do what they can with what they have, as far
mm-hmm.
as, like, you know, the money and the resources that they have to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, a dancer myself and the culture of dance and stuff, I'd rather focus more so on telling the story or, you know, really working on action marks or hitting different things. I think
more passion, maybe more passion versus just showmanship.
Yeah, I think they do a lot of showboating.
Mm-hmm.
with what they have, I guess you could say, which is cool. It works for them, but, you know, me as a dancer in my pocketbook, we definitely dance from the heart, I guess you could say, more so, or passionate, I guess you could say.
So have you heard that Alvin Ailey is coming to town?
Yes, I have, actually.
So should we expect you to be in attendance?
Yes, we definitely will.
Wonderful. Good. Well, I'm going to ask you probably two more questions, which is, what is one of your favorite pieces that you created?
Wow. I would probably have to say probably one of the recent pieces that I did at church.
Okay.
It's a dance. The song is entitled Sinking by Ty Tribbett. Which is an awesome song. The song just basically says, we're all sinking deep in sin, but God, but God, but God, basically. And just to kind of give you an idea of the choreography, it just kind of goes along with the song, basically, of symbolizing, you know, how good God is and how I was thinking. So in the dance, everybody is literally, like, sinking. So it looks like we're all, you know, in sinking sand or drowning or so
mm-hmm.
forth. And it kind of has a It kind of has one of those feels to where, you know, if I'm going down, you're going down with me, kind of like thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So with the idea of sinking, it's just like, you know, if I'm sinking, you sinking, or I'm not about to sink alone. So I
kind of their whole crab mentality of pulling everybody down kind of with you.
Right, right. So in some ways it has some power and connection to it, I personally believe. But it's an upbeat song. It's a fast song. You could definitely put a lot of facial expressions and, you know, your own little style and stuff to it. But I personally am just a fan of the song and the storyline that aids in it. But that's probably the one I like the most and the first one that came to mind. I guess it's probably one of my favorites if it came to mind first.
Super cool, super cool. Well, Aliza, it has been wonderful speaking with you this evening. Thank you so much for stopping in to Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.
And we'll have to get together. I haven't done spiritual choreography in quite some time, but I do love it. And so maybe if you happen to have that one piece that you just couldn't think of how to do, you can always just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to do a little, you know, a little ditty for you in case, just throwing it out there.
No pressure.
With that being said, again, thank you so much, and congratulations. I look forward to seeing you at Baby Day in all your grandeur. Have you picked out what you're wearing yet?
No, not at all. I definitely need to look into that, though. I believe the last time we seen each other, we actually discussed that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like me.
Yeah, so I definitely need to step my game up and make sure I come with it on that very special day.
I called a stylist.
Really?
I did.
I might need to hit up a friend of mine, actually. Now that you mention that.
Right. That's what's so cool about living in Los Angeles.
Right. And get, you know, my makeup artist on call. Definitely.
No. See, we the ones, they got red carpet. And also my company, EOT, well, not mine, but when I work with, EOTM is going to be there. And I have to wrap it up. I'm always on working the carpet. If I'm going to be on the carpet, oh, yeah, yeah. We're talking maybe some fishnet, maybe some eye makeup. I mean, not completely gaga, but maybe a mixture of her, too, in there. I don't know.
I'm going to definitely have to come with it then.
I'm going there. I'm going there.
Call my people. I'm going to call my people. It's definitely going to be a contact day and not a glasses day. Yes.
That's what's up. Well, baby, I will let you go. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking with you again really soon, and we'll have this fashion definitely on lock.
Yes, we will.
All right. Until next time, man. You have a good night.
All right. You do the same.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Keep it moving, put your drinks up. Woo! Get your body up and drop it on the floor.
out of you guys. That was our new, that was our new single by our girl J-Lo. That is a cut, too. She's rocking that one out. But anyhow, you guys, this has been a great and fun, exciting evening, as I earlier promised. I hope you have enjoyed Love Dancing Hey Between Them, because I truly have enjoyed you. Well, as we bring this to a close, I definitely want to say thank you to all the people who called in, to all the listeners out there. This has been a great and exciting evening. Miss Elise, thank you so much. I love it. I look forward to seeing her on the red carpet. I can't wait to see what fashion she pulls out onto the carpet. Definitely EOTM Media, we be there. I know our girl Carla B is going to be working it out. And I'm not sure who all she'll bring with her, so we'll just have to see. And to my mom and brother, thank you guys. I love you so much. That's awesome, super cool. Other than that, you guys, there's really not much left to say. But, again, stay tuned and definitely check out, definitely check out, Carla? Can I hear Carla? Is Carla around? You guys heard Carla? I thought I heard her coming down the hall. Okay, never mind. Okay, I gotta go. Okay, definitely check us out, you guys. Stay tuned, because again, the Jamaica trip I really am working towards, so I want y'all to hear what's going on with that. And don't forget to check out Tea Time, the new video post going up. And there's so much to be thankful for and be grateful, you guys. So as an entrepreneur on the move, just remember you have to just stay true to yourself, as Elise said. And not sway. As Mother said, look inside and find your dream and set it into motion. What'd she say? Find your plan and work the plan. Someone like that, I have to ask her about that. So anyhow, you guys, I've truly loved you and enjoyed you as always. Check me out next week on Thursday, April 14th at 8 p.m., of course. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo, and I'll leave you with this. Dance as though no one is watching. Just live. Good night.